Saturday is International Jazz Day, and who better to celebrate with than our friend Christian McBride? A little sound check for you there. McBride is a bassist and host of Jazz Night in America, and he's in town for a White House celebration, an all-star jazz show. We sat down to highlight a few of his favorite artists from around the globe, starting with a singer who takes after the gypsy jazz tradition of Django Reinhardt.
Cyril Amy. She is absolutely amazing.
Vivir en tu recuerdo como simple aguacero de estrellitas y duendes.
What I love so much about Cyril is that her background is so diverse. Her mother is Dominican and her father is French, but she's been in New York City for a very, very long time. So she actually grew up in the same town as Django Reinhardt. So you talk about gypsy jazz, I can't think of anyone who is really carrying on that tradition with more authenticity than Cyril. And what I love about her singing is that not only is she very true to her roots, but she seems to have grasped the sound of American jazz with great strength.
Three little words, oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To have those three little words, that's what I'd live for the rest of my days.
That's so
and
cute.
What I feel in my heart, they
and I don't mean that in a belittling kind of way, but it's really cool.
Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love you.
It's interesting to hear that French jazz is still inspiring people. It makes me think of the 2016 Grammy winner for Best Vocal Jazz Album this past year is Cécile McLaurin-Salvant, who's American-born but
yes.
studied in France and still records in French.
She's another incredible, incredible vocalist.
Ça ne prévient pas. Ça arrive. Ça vient de loin, ça s'est traîné de rive en rive.
I think it's time for Cyril and Cécile to do a duet album in French.
Ladies, can you hear that?
Hook it up.
She joins a really long tradition, though, right? Especially of American jazz singers who went to kind of seek and make their fortunes in Paris.
I think, yeah.
But we're very accomplished in singing in French.
And I think that's the case for a lot of instrumentalists as well. France has always been very welcoming to American jazz artists, just artists in general. I believe that the French culture really understands the power and the importance of being able to create art. And it's not necessarily about selling the art. It's about the power of touching the soul.
On fait tous la même prière. On fait tous le même chemin.
That was Cécile McLaurin-Salvant, and that track off her album For One to Love. Now, the next artist on your list I'm really excited about because he did some original film scoring for the Oscar-winning movie Birdman. And
yeah.
The director of Birdman is, of course, Mexican director Alejandro Iñárritu. And this artist is a drummer and composer, right? Tell us about him.
Rooney, my man, Antonio Sanchez. I love this man from the bottom of my heart. We spent many years on the road together with Pat Metheny's trio. And he's just such a brilliant, brilliant musician.
Let's play a little bit of it. This is the song Just Chatting from the Birdman soundtrack.
Did you say the song Just Chatting?
Yes.
This ain't no song. It's a drum solo.
All right. There are going to be a lot of drummers out there who are going to be very upset, Christian McBride.
See, I can say that because Antonio is my man.
I'll direct his call your way.
I love you, Rooney.
I understand he was actually trained in classical piano.
Yes, classically trained. And what's interesting is he told me that he originally intended to be a rock drummer. That's kind of where his passion was before he discovered jazz. He was going to be like the next Keith Moon, you know. But I just love everything about Antonio's personality, his musicianship, and I love playing with him, and he's I'm very happy for him that he had this success with Birdman.
All right, Christian, before I let you go, I want to get back to International Jazz Day for a moment, because I understand you're going to be at the White House tomorrow.
Yes.
At a big splashy performance with like Aretha Franklin and Esperanza Spalding, Herbie Hancock. I mean, this is like all-star.
Yeah.
The name that jumped out at me, though, was Hugh Masekela of South Africa. Super famous, and this is an excuse for us to play this song.
let's play it.
Grazing in the Grass, 1968.
That's right. I was very honored to play this with Hugh Masekela and Stevie Wonder at the first International Day of Jazz.
Ah, about 5 years ago.
Yes, right. And what an honor to be around Mr. Masekela. He's a very wonderful, wonderful spirit. He and Abdullah Ibrahim were part of the first wave of South African jazz musicians that kind of, you know, put South African jazz musicians on the map in the late 1950s.
And still very much performing, still very much a part of the scene. And we have a clip from him at a performance from our member station KPLU.
Uh-huh.
And here he is. He's playing along with Larry Willis. The song is called Abangoma.
Still has a very, very beautiful sound. Round, robust. I hope I get to play with him again tomorrow.
So what is your plan for tomorrow? Do you know what you're going to be playing?
I'm very thrilled that I'm going to get to play with Aretha Franklin. At least that's what I heard. I hope that's going to be the case. And another one of my dear old friends, Diana Krall.
Wait a second. Let me dial this back for a second, though. You don't know what you're playing at the White House yet?
Well, you know, there's like 90 people on the concert.
That's true. You're like way down on the bill.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm
no offense,
you.
But.
Oh, no, I'm totally a bench player on this gig.
Well, I'm sure you are going to be great. Bassist Christian McBride, host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. Thank you so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Support for Jazz Night in America comes from the Wincote Foundation,